Barnard's performance roots run deep. Both of her parents are musicians, and as she notes on her website, she proudly lays claim to being descended from a host of bizarre vaudevillian relatives.
My grandfather, my dad's dad, actually came up from Kentucky, and rumor has it he came up from Kentucky hiding from the law. And in the process of hiding and running from the law, he was actually out on the road doing vaudeville acts. So I've got some old pictures of him on stage and that kind of thing. That's just, it's wonderful to see. But he was quite a character. I think that his the brass knuckles that he used to use are still around here somewhere. So I think his Gibson guitar and his brass knuckles were the two things that were closest to him.
Barnard herself began to appear with her mother's singing group at the age of 4. And early on, she took to one of the several instruments that she plays today.
I started playing the guitar when I was 10 years old, and that's, you know, been so long ago, of course, that I don't even remember what possessed me to do that, but I knew that I had to do it. And from about that point on, it was hard to really get the guitar out of my hands. I'd sleep with it at night, and my parents would take it out of the bed once I'd fallen asleep, and I couldn't get home fast enough from school to start playing again.
That passion continues for Barnard in adulthood.
It's an extension, and it's like, you know, trying to walk through the day without your arms, you know. I mean, you know, when you're without it, you really feel that absence. I also think, I always say, show me a good musician and I'll show you someone with some serious compulsive, you know, disorder of some sort. You know, you go into my house and all the cups have got to be set a certain way, you know, and I think that's that obsessiveness that makes some of us practice so hard.
The musical tradition also continues in the Barnard family. Kara Barnard sometimes performs with her sister Pam, a musical relationship that goes back to their childhood.
Well, there's 7 years difference. I'm 7 years older than her, and my mom pretty much pulled me up on stage when I was a little tiny kid, whether I wanted to or not. And so I did the same thing to my sister whenever, you know, she got big enough to where she could maintain herself a little bit on stage. She was out there with me. And the frustration was that, you know, she was a small child. You know, she was 5 or 6, and she could sing beautifully and do all these wonderful things. And at the last minute, I'd take her along to a show, and she would like, no, sissy, I'm not doing this. You know, so I learned to improvise really fast.
Family also plays a part in Barnard's recent CD, Flying Down King Street, which draws on visits with her sister for inspiration.
The title track, Flying Down King Street, is the one that really got the rest of them flowing out of me and got me interested in putting this particular CD out. And it's, you know, it's based on a day spent down in Charleston, South Carolina, which is where my sister lives, and I'm down there about every 6 weeks. I'm down there for, you know, I'm down there a lot. And so that, it basically describes a day, you know, from morning to night, getting up and going down to the farmer's market and hanging out on the streets and just the feeling that you have when you're in that old city.
There is nowhere on earth that I would rather be. Blink and we're there. Turn the sidewalk into air. Raise your arms and lift your feet.
Kara Barnard performing the title track from her recent CD, Flying Down King Street. While Flying Down King Street takes Savannah as its subject, home for Kara Barnard is Brown County, where she's lived for nearly 20 years, these days in a small log cabin close to Brown County State Park. Recently, she opened a store in Nashville called the Weed Patch Music Company.
The focus is on traditional instruments and handmade instruments, and what's amazing is all the luthiers we have in this state that people don't really know about, you know, and that's what I'm really focusing on, is bringing in a lot of handmade instruments that you won't find anywhere else.
Barnard says the store provides a unique convergence for some of her strongest passions.
It's incredible. I mean, my favorite things in the world, you know, music and then really good woodworking. And it's all tied into one thing. And you just walk in and it's the best times sometimes are like after I close and I'm in there just, you know, tweaking instruments and stuff and making sure everything's set up right. And then I just start playing and I forget what time it is. You know, because all the instruments, you know, vibrate on the walls when you're playing. So it's just like, I'm alone with all my people. It's great.
Vibration is also a word that Barnard uses to describe her attraction to living in Brown County.
Everywhere I've lived, different places I've lived, there's like sort of this vibration. You know, sometimes you're in 3/4 time, sometimes you're in 4/4 time, sometimes it's a good sound, sometimes it's not so good. And Brown County just has that rhythm to it that it allows me to be very creative. And it's just a wonderful place.
Here's Kara Barnard from her CD Brown County Waltz performing the traditional song Cuckoo's Nest. Tara Barnard performing Cuckoo's Nest from her CD Brown County Waltz. Cuckoo's Nest is a traditional song, like much of the music that Barnard recorded for that CD, music for which she harbors an ongoing love.
It really just hits my heart for some reason. I suppose it's the same way with the way jazz affects some people and classical music affects others. This, you know, bluegrass and traditional instruments and old-timey music and the lyrics and everything, it just really, the simplicity of it all just really hits my heart.
In addition to bluegrass and traditional music, Barnard cites some popular music figures for her influences and listening preferences.
I'm a huge Joni Mitchell fan. When I was a little kid, my grandmother bought me a Donny Osmond record for Christmas, and I quickly traded it in on a Paul Simon. So Paul Simon and that Travis-style fingerstyle work that he did probably is, if I had to say what really got me started, it would be my love for Paul Simon and that sound of his guitar. And that was when I was, eight, 9 years old.
Barnard exerts her own musical influence through a heavy teaching load. For 3 days each week, she instructs anywhere from 30 to 50 students in the ways of playing guitar, mandolin, banjo, and dulcimer. The teaching experience, she says, sometimes goes beyond technical matters of playing.
Everybody has different challenges, different obstacles you've got to get them past. If I had a nickel for every time students broke down and cried over something that happened in their childhood during a lesson, I'm like part-time therapist. Sometimes I feel like I should get some schooling so I'm a little more qualified. But I hear a lot of stuff.
Here's Kara Barnard from her recent CD, Flying Down King Street, performing On and On.
It's not the way you say you love me. It's not the way you speak my name. It's not the breath that you pull from me as a touch of you goes rushing through my veins. It's not the way your eyes look at me or the intention of your stare. It's not the hint of gray that moves me as I watch the years go slipping through your hair. And on I could go on, rambling like I do. An eternity's just not enough for me to sing of the gift of loving you.
Kara Barnard performing On and On from her recent CD, Flying Down King Street. Throughout the years, Kara Barnard has been a popular performer at women's music festivals around the country. She talked about some of the changes that have occurred in the culture of women's music.
It's definitely a culture that has embraced my music, and I play a lot of women's music festivals, and I'm probably better known there than I am in any other venue. It's slowly but surely getting to the point where we're not quite as involved in the whole separatism thing as what we used to be. Even the National Women's Music Festival, for many, many years, men weren't allowed on stage, and now they are, which I think is wonderful. I think that this is my personal opinion, but I think in the early days of women's music, there wasn't the opportunity for women in mainstream music, and so it was a safe place, and it was a safe place to go to appreciate other female musicians. But I don't... My personal belief is that you did not see the level of talent that you would see in mainstream music.
The issue of gender in music has been a long-running one for Barnard. As a young female musician, she encountered challenges early on.
I remember as a small child when I was playing pretty good music, and I would go into a music store. As soon as I would start playing, all the guys would just disappear. Nobody wanted to be around, and it was one of those really kind of sad things. As a young girl playing really well, I wanted to talk to the guys, I wanted to hang out with the guys, but none of them would hang out with me because, quite honestly, I was out playing most of them. So it's that same kind of thing. I just drive myself that hard, and I get lucky that I find other female musicians that are willing to do that too.
Even though progress has been made, Barnard says those challenges continue for girls who want to become musicians today.
We still have so far to go. I mean, a typical thing that happens with me with my... I could tell you a lot of stories about this. Typically, I'll have a little girl come in, and she can play... One of my students, she'll play the top off that guitar. She'll play so well. And I'll say, you need to start getting together with other friends and playing. Oh, no, I'm not ready for that. Then you get a little boy that comes in, and just really is a little bit delusional about his abilities and doesn't play so well, he goes out and he starts a band immediately. I mean, that's his main force. That's what he wants to do. So there is that stereotype, and I hate to say it, but I see it all the time. It's just an attitude about what little girls feel like they can do and what boys feel they can do. The other thing is parents. You know, I've actually had parents say to me before, my daughter wants to start playing the guitar, but we don't want to spend much money because how girls are with instruments and stuff. She might not stick with it. And by the same token, little boys, you know, their parents come in and they'll spend, any amount of money if their kid is interested. I speak from experience. I have these conversations with people every day. It's still very much true.
When she's not performing, writing, or teaching music, Kara Barnard loves to go mountain biking and road biking, and she also likes to hike and camp. Such experiences sometimes, though, lead back to music. Kara Barnard on the inspiration for what she considers to be one of the best songs she's ever written, The Final Trail.
It's a song about passing on, and it came to me. I was day hiking on the Appalachian Trail, and I was going up the Appalachian Trail to a very beautiful, beautiful place called, with a very unfortunate name, called Charlie's Bunyan. And so when you're up there, there's an area of that trail where you're walking like on a knife edge. You're looking straight down. The trail's maybe, the surface that you're walking on is maybe 4 feet wide, and then it's straight down to North Carolina or straight down to Tennessee. And you're up there, and the clouds are literally at your forehead. And it's just the most amazing experience. And that song came to me that day. And so I got back to where we were staying that night and just wrote and wrote and wrote. The best ones come out like that. You just can't write fast enough.
Run down the dirt path and ring the church bell 6 times for a woman who lived her life well. The clangor repeating the dull cry of bronze against the blue mountains I've lived my life on. Plow the field under and put up the hay. Open the barn, let the calico.
Kara Barnard doing her song The Final Trail from her recent CD, Flying Down King Street. The CD is available through her website, www.karabarnard.com. For WFIU's Artworks, I'm David Brent Johnson.
When you hear my death rattle, don't weep anymore.